Welcome to the Liberty Minute with Jared Hudson. Jared is a former U.S. Navy SEAL sniper and is the founder and current CEO of Covenant Rescue Group. Join in as Jared brings real-world experience and offers a fresh take on the topics that matter most.
Hey guys, Jared here with today's Liberty Minute. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about something that's in the news. It was in the news over the past few days, really over the past few weeks, and it has to do with the Epstein stuff, the P. Diddy stuff, and what the government now under Trump and Trump's first 90 days, I guess, that's been the big talk, and kind of what they've done with what's going on there. So the biggest thing is, as I'm scrolling through my notes here, Pam Bondi, is caught on video, not caught on video. I think, you know, it's a public video. That's maybe caught's a bad word, but talking about the release documents of the Epstein files. And there's been a lot of back and forth. Are there going to actually be, you know, any punishments, any people arrested and all of that. So I'm not really here to talk about that. I think it's important that people are punished, but I also think it's important to realize that just because somebody was tied to Jeffrey Epstein doesn't mean they were trafficking kids. But one of the interesting things she said in a video, and this is even on the Department of Justice website, is documents that are released are documents that they have detail Epstein's sexual exploitation of over 250 underage girls at his New York and Florida residences. They released the contact list with a bunch of various celebrities and public figures, and again, it's important to note that just because somebody was on that list doesn't necessarily mean they were doing nefarious things. I think there are people on that list who weren't doing nefarious things. There's other undercover recordings that have emerged, and I found this on Daily Beast, the Daily Beast. So take it, you know, for what it's worth. Take it with a grain of salt. This is just media reporting. And I did see one of the videos out there where Pam Bondi discussed the existence of tens of thousands of videos related to Epstein's activities and obviously alluding to ongoing investigations in these videos. As a guy who's, you know, law enforcement and worked with law enforcement on ripping phones and going through data when you have a warrant to get into it, when you investigate these things, like, it takes hours upon hours upon hours to find out what is illegal and what's not illegal, but they at least have the front end things that they need, right? They have probable cause to dig into these things even more. So one thing that I do get frustrated with sometimes, and I hate to say straddle the fence on this one topic. I do believe that people should know what's going on when it comes to cases like this. However, our U.S. Constitution outlines that these certain individuals that are involved in this possibly, that they have the right to a trial, right? They're innocent until proven guilty, and they have a right to a trial for a jury of their peers, wherever they're at, whoever it is. I know Prince Andrew's been one of them who's been talked about here, and he's not an American citizen, so maybe he doesn't fall under the U.S. Constitution as much, but they do have the right to a trial in front of a jury of their peers, and they're presumed innocent until proven guilty. One of the issues that we have is if you release all of this stuff too much about these individuals, well, now you're just kind of saying, hey, trial by mob, trial by public opinion, and people might be treated as if they're guilty, even though they are presumed innocent until proven guilty. So I do understand why there might not be the release of some of these things. On the other side of it, and that's me as a law enforcement officer, on the other side of it, when you have at least 250 victims that is mentioned on the Department of Justice website, and then even one step further, tens of thousands of videos of victims that are that have been negatively impacted by, in this case, Jeffrey Epstein, I think it's important that we get to the bottom of that to help restore these victims. With what I do full-time as the CEO of Covenant Rescue Group, that's what we do. We target the bad guys. We teach law enforcement agencies how to target the bad guys so you can make an arrest and successful prosecution of individuals who are creating victims. And in the process, we find real victims and it is important to note that in finding those real victims, sometimes publicity is good and sometimes publicity is bad. So for the people in the media and for the people that are on these podcasts or these shows, like what I'm doing here, the Liberty Minute, understand that we don't have to or need to know everything. And sometimes when you know everything, it's not good. On the other side of it, for the government, whenever you're always hiding things, it makes it look like that you're being complicit with the criminal act that's taking place. So I see both sides of it. And it's hard to really dissect and go through, and it takes wisdom to really dissect and go through these things. I lean more to the side of if there are victims, we need to continue to investigate without putting stuff out in the public eye, simply because those victims could be negatively impacted. Those individuals who maybe didn't do anything nefarious but are just somehow tied to Epstein can be negatively impacted because it wasn't approached in the appropriate manner. Obviously, that's one of my notes here. Public demand for transparency. You can see this all over the news, right? Critics have been arguing that the initial releases have been heavily redacted and lack any new information, and they're calling for greater transparency from the authorities. That might not be possible. And it's not red tape that limits it. It's honestly the U.S. Constitution most of the time. I tell that to people a lot. It's the U.S. Constitution that limits our ability to do certain things, and I want that thing to be held in place because it doesn't give us our rights. It outlines the rights that God has already given us as a free people, as we, the people, the kings of this nation, govern it appropriately or lean on our chosen or our elected positions to govern that for us. And in this case, it's the elected office, you know, of the president, the executive office, that then has appointed certain people to manage these things, in this case, the Department of Justice. And I think Pam Bondi personally is doing a good job of it. And I think that there is a fine line of what you can and can't release. And we have to understand that. With that being said, you got, you know, the stuff with Prince Harry coming up. I know that some of the P. Diddy stuff is apparently tied to this, or at least tied to Prince Harry, and Prince Harry's tied also to Epstein. I don't know the specifics of it. There's a visa controversy in the process of all this with him. Obviously, we know the connections that have existed with that lawsuit that Harry was involved in with Epstein and Joffrey in 2022, Virginia Joffrey, and like back, you know, 2022, 2023 time frame. I think it was 2022. That's what my notes say here. Yeah, 2022. Even though there was a settlement, there's been calls that further investigation continue. So there's ongoing legal issues across the board in all this. And this is what I really want to cover. If you look at all these cases, going back to what we see, what I see working for Covenant Rescue Group, you know, training law enforcement and working against human trafficking, in particular child exploitation, and what we generally see is we see that the statistic holds pretty true that the Department of Justice and the American Psychiatric Association have come out with, you know, in multiple studies. And that's that, number one, the people that impact children in particular, and even when children grow up, I would say that at least all the women that I've been a part of interviewing and all the young men that I've been a part of interviewing that would be of age have been impacted at some point in time in their childhood, whether it was 3 years old or whether it was 15 years old. It was some point in time when they were a juvenile or when they were a child, and they continue down this road as an adult. All of that being said, 36% of the individuals that exploit children, right? 36% of the individuals that, 37% of the individuals that exploit children are a known entity to them, in particular, a close family member, father, mother, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, somebody that's a close relative that the child knows well. So it's not just, hey, this is my uncle doing this to me, but I don't know my uncle that well. He just visits, you know, one time. No, it's somebody that would be a person of trust for that child and a close relative. That's 37% of the individuals that exploit children. 46% of the individuals that exploit children are a distant relative, a person of trust, somebody who the child might trust but might not be related to them. And if they are related to them, they might be, you know, second cousin or something like that. So it would be a distant relative or a person of trust, primarily teachers, coaches, pastors, doctors, anything that falls into that person of trust category. That is 46% of the individuals that exploit children. That's 93%. So 93% of the people that exploit children, that traffic kids, like what we're hearing about in these cases with Jeffrey Epstein, with P. Diddy, fall within their circle of trust or within that influence or in that trust tree. The child trusts these individuals. And then 7% are the totally random, the free candy van showing up and stealing your kid, the sextortion things that we see with our phones and online, where they reach out and they steal your child and they talk them out of your house. So that's only 7%. The random thing, 93%, is somebody that the child trusts. And this presents two problems. Number one, we often hear this when we train law enforcement. Hey, well, why don't they just come to the cops, whether it's an of-age person being trafficked or whether it's a child being exploited in traffic? Why don't they just come to the police and let us know? They don't believe that the police, and if you're a law enforcement listener, if you're a prosecutor, if you're the judicial side of law enforcement, right, we've got to make sure that we have a successfully prosecuted case, and then you have the apprehension side. So you've got the apprehension and the prosecution. Those are the two aspects of law enforcement in our nation. So whether you're on the apprehension side, the cop putting handcuffs on somebody, making the case on the front end, or whether you're on the prosecution side, the district attorney or the attorney general who's going in to prosecute the case, because they don't physically do anything, but they uphold the laws of our land. That's what we have in this country and in this state in Alabama. Whichever side of it you're on, or whether you're on the legislative side, writing things into law that positively impact children who might be getting exploited, no matter which end you're on, whether the judicial side, the court side, or the physical side, actually physically apprehending people, you are not trusted because the people that this child or that this person was supposed to trust have proven themselves untrustworthy. And if I can't trust my dad or my mom or my brother or my sister, do you think I'm going to trust some random stranger that's in a position of authority? Every other position of authority have proven themselves to be untrustworthy in my life. And that's oftentimes what we see with these victims. So that would be the first problem we run into. 93% of these people that are exploited, 93% of the children that are exploited by somebody that they trust. Why in the world would they trust you just because you're in a position of authority, right? The common denominator has been the person who's in a position of authority, not the random person that they don't know. You showing up as law enforcement, you being an advocate on their behalf, they don't see that at the front end, even though that might be your heart. It might be what you want to do. On the other side of it, we see that the people that are impacting these kids, it's within their sphere of influence. So, you know, Sean Combs, P. Diddy, he has a larger sphere of influence than, you know, maybe the Jared Hudson has. So he can impact more people. Jeffrey Epstein has a larger sphere of influence or had a larger sphere of influence than what Jared Hudson has or what you have, right? And so he can impact more people. So that's why you see the numbers go up. The numbers don't go up because there's a cabal of all these people tied together, that there's somewhere somebody at the top, and it was Jeffrey Epstein, and now somebody else that are trafficking these kids, or the U.S. government's doing the trafficking of kids, and they're hiding in the tunnels of the White House, which we've all, you know, I've at least heard those conspiracy theories. That's not true. I work human trafficking. This is what I do. Go all over the nation, really all over the world, and work this, and one thing I can tell you is it's never been one smoking gun. It's always a bunch of other little smoking guns, and ultimately it comes down to people are exploited, children are exploited because they are within a certain sphere with an individual who's extremely evil and they're willing to exploit them, whether it's a father of two little girls at home, and I'm thinking of a very specific case that I know of that we work, a father with two little girls at home, or Jeffrey Epstein who had access to hundreds of girls. And it also impacts little boys as well. I can think of one specific case. You can look up the interview online of a guy out of Indiana who primarily focused on boys. And his biggest thing was he said, I go after children who don't have a father figure who's involved or that's there at all. He's not worried about the mother. He says, if there's a dad there who could become an issue, I don't go after that child. If there's a father that could be a threat, they're a threat to what I want to do, I don't go after that child. So I encourage you to be a threat on behalf of your kids, because it's people within your sphere of influence that are going to negatively impact them and exploit these children, not people outside of it. Or generally speaking, 93% of the time, it's not going to be people outside of it. It's going to be people that are inside of it. Everybody wants to know what you look for in human trafficking. You be involved in your kids' lives, because that's where human trafficking initially takes place, is when you're not involved in your kids' life and you trust somebody too much with a thing that's the most valuable to you, which is your child. You trust somebody too much with it, with that child, and then next thing you know, your child's exploited, your child's stolen away from you and don't even realize it. And I think for the P. Diddy, the Jeffrey Epstein, some of these larger cases, we just see individuals who had a larger sphere of influence, so they're impacting more people. The same problem exists. It's just a larger impact. So as we look at this and we see the stuff going on in the news, as a people who have elected people to govern our land, even though we, the people, are kings of this land and our Constitution outlines the liberties that we already have. It doesn't give us liberties. It outlines the liberties that we already have. It's important to understand that we have to follow that and not press our officials to release things that are not necessarily something that we need to know, but also press them hard enough to go after the individuals that did these negative things. Make sure that they find them appropriately within the confines of the law and ultimately the Constitution. To find these individuals and deal with them appropriately and justly, maintaining that same level of justice that we expect to be, that everybody be dealt with across the board, and ultimately rescuing the victims of those individuals who would elevate themselves over somebody who couldn't defend themselves or protect themselves, those who would exploit children and young men and young women. We've got to make sure that we restore those victims, and then we've got to make sure that we bring justice to the perpetrator, or we bring justice to the victim by arresting and prosecuting the perpetrator so that they can no longer create any more victims. This thing is multifaceted, and some people might not like the answer that I have for this, or they might not like this Liberty Minute. But if we're going to maintain our liberties, we have to do it appropriately. And I'll be honest with you, from what I've seen so far, as a guy who deals with human trafficking, I've been pretty happy with how Pam Bondi, our Attorney General of the United States, has dealt with this. I've been pretty happy to hear how the Department of Justice has dealt with this. And I've been pretty happy to see how the executive branch is dealing with these issues that are, wow, they're huge. They're impacting people, not just across the nation, all over the world. And it has to be dealt with appropriately so those victims can be found. That's your Liberty Minute.